Well, here we are at the Speciality and Fine Food Show at Olympia, and it's the afternoon of day two, and we're going to kick off by meeting some more lovely producers of fabulous food. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Sue Nelson.
Hello, I've got Lucy Ponsonby in front of me.
Have you? Lucy's got some stuff as well. She's got some stuff for us to eat, because we haven't eaten anything so far, have we? Oh. Well, not too much.
I'm just stuffed full. It was better than yesterday, because yesterday I had baby food and coconut. And
I've seen that film.
You know, all sorts of stuff. So,
cool. Well, let's talk to Lucy. Hello, Lucy. Welcome to the Food Talk Show.
Hi, I'm Lucy. Hi. I'm the founder and owner of GB Chew, and we do stealthily healthy slices, which are mainly about being balanced and plentiful. So we have 7 to 9 ingredients in each of our slices. All the slices contain flax meal and yacon. Yacon is a root vegetable from Peru.
hold on a minute here. I need to find out about this. First of all, I was completely taken with her little strap line that she slipped in there, stealthily healthy.
Oh, I like that, stealthily healthy.
That's a good strap line, isn't it? I caught that, stealthily healthy. What on earth is yacon?
It's a root vegetable from Peru, which is high in fiber and it's got a low GI. So it's a sweetener, but low in sugar. So that's mainly what we're trying to do, sort of sweet treats that are on the low sugar side.
So what does it look like, Lucy? I don't mean what you've produced. I mean the actual plant itself. What does it look like?
It looks like a sweet potato.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Love sweet potato, don't they? So,
yeah. Is it part of the same family as sweet potato, do you know?
I actually don't know, so I will find out. But I assume it could be.
So we've got two slices in front of us, Paul. Mm. And they do say stealthily, healthily slices.
They do. I do like that, stealthily, healthily.
And I've got apricot orange goji, which is presumably goji berry, and coconut maca brownie.
Okay.
Which one do you want to go for?
All of them.
Do you? Oh, look, she's just... Look, we've got
zesty lemon and... What's that?
Baobab almond brownie. You should have some of these in
Which
your
Bob?
Cupboard. Baobab. Baobab tree.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. What are you going to taste first, Paul? Are you going to go for apricot orange?
I'm going to go for the apricot orange first.
Only well, I quite like that because
only
it's got...
Only because it's nearest.
I quite like it because it's got goji berry in it, which gives it a little bit of sweetness and a little bit of texture. Mm. Do you like that?
Actually, I do. I do like that.
And nice and moist as well.
Very, very orangey and apricotty. You can taste the apricots and orange in that. Mm. Mm.
And these are all suitable for vegans, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're gluten, wheat, dairy-free, suitable for vegans. And they're GMO-free as well. And yeah, so they're great. They only contain nuts, really, which you want to be wary of. But yeah, they fit all diets as well as being really tasty.
Is it the sort of thing that you could give to children, you know, in the sort of lunchbox?
Yeah.
Because to be fair, I mean, they are actually tasty. Much better for you than giving them crisps and chocolate and stuff.
Absolutely. They are very tasty, but not only are they tasty, they're quite filling. They're very substantial. Yeah. I sneaked another bit while you two were talking. They are very filling. I'm going to try the coconut. I don't need to try this, but I'm going to.
It's quite nice, that one. And so what's your ambitions? And you're a fairly new company, is that right?
I had a vintage coffee van for a year and a bit, which I was which was down the road from here in Hammersmith. And I was selling these bars and trying them out on different people, and mainly children, actually. That's sort of how it started. And so these are the 4 recipes that come out of it. And now I want to hit retail. And so the trade show has been good so far in making some deals really for people, but yeah.
Sorry, she's laughing because I'm munching my way through that. I keep helping to myself to little bits of it when she's talking.
You
want to eat some. That's fabulous. Lucy, why don't you tell us how you got started with this whole project in the first place?
Well, I actually trained as a chef for a year, so that's how I started, and I did lots of sort of, so I'm actually more, I trained with butter, flour, sugar, the French style, and I think when I was training, actually, I was starting to get quite a lot of headaches just from all the rich food we were eating, and I love rich food, so I wanted to do something that was still rich, but without all the butter and the flour, so that's how it started, from just doing cooking jobs with people. And then I realised I wanted to do my own thing. So I started this coffee van to go and experiment with recipes and go. And I had actually one fixed spot in Hammersmith, but I also went to markets and was trading with selling coffee as well as these homemade slices. So yeah.
Okay, so you were selling coffee. I mean, presumably, is this coffee beans or cups of coffee or both?
Cups of coffee, yeah.
So kind of snack bar, cups of coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
And some GB Chew.
It was a mobile cafe, yeah, but a vintage one. It was tiring, but fun.
When you say vintage, what was it?
It was a Citroen van, yeah, one of those old, like, bug-looking vans, yeah.
I know what you mean. Oh, I know what you mean. I love it. Okay, cool. I like it. And you were doing that in West London?
Yeah, I was doing a little place called Brook Green down the road from here. So that's where it's all started.
Cool.
Well, I think these. I think it's very good. For me, for children, I think that's the target market, I would say. Because you know, when I had children, things like this weren't around. And if they had have been, I'd definitely put those in their lunch boxes. Or, you know, when they got home from school and they're starving, hungry, stop them from eating sort of loads of rubbish.
Mm. Without spinning this out too far, we had a lady on earlier that was making handmade sweets. And we were discussing the change in the sweet market over the years with things like Mars bars. Mm. When I was a kid, my mum used to put Mars bars in a snack box for me. But a Mars bar then was a completely different animal to a Mars bar now. It was a very substantial thing that was almost a meal in itself. Now, the fact that it did have sugar and stuff in it was neither here nor there, but it was a substantial meal. Now they're just like frothy sugar in coated nonsense.
Yeah.
For want of a better term.
Your professional opinion, though.
That's my professional opinion. But something like this is a snack box ad that is sweet, so a child would happily eat it.
Naturally sweet, yeah.
Yeah, it's naturally sweet, so a child would actually want to eat it. But it's actually, in my opinion, it's quite filling. Mm. And I'm assuming it's pretty healthy, Lucy.
Yes, it is. It's got, well, that's exactly, I think, what the point, really. I think people want to be healthier now, and they're trying, everyone's getting becoming really aware of it and how food really affects your brain as well. And so especially when kids are tired all day and always want a snack, don't they, kids? So this is it's perfect for them.
Good. Thank you very much. Well, very good luck with it. I hope you get some nice buyers at the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Can we buy this online at the moment?
You can buy it online at the moment, and we're in a few farm shops and delis. We're in Sow Farmhouse in Oxfordshire, and in Portobello Whole Foods in London. So hopefully, you can buy online.
Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.gbchew.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Stealthily healthy.
Cheers, that's brilliant.